Good morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker, Baptist Chapel. Count it a privilege and an honor to spend a few moments of your Sunday morning with you. Hope and pray today that this Sunday morning finds you well and up making preparation to enter into the house of worship, the house of the Lord, that you might lift up His holy name. We do invite you to join us at Baptist Chapel anytime that you can, while we have service Sunday school at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, worship follows at 11, and then we come back on Wednesday evening for our youth service and our Bible study. And we'd invite you to join us Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock. We're located just out of the Woodsdale community. If you're familiar with the area, it's the just past the big new bridge out there. Why, if you're traveling north, it's there on the left. 2019 is the address, and we'd be glad to have you come by and be with us anytime you can. This morning, we'd ask that you join us for a word of prayer. Our Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning again, O Lord. God, thankful for the many blessings of life. Father, thankful for the strength, Lord. Thankful this morning for the grand opportunity, God, that we might be able for just a few moments of time, Lord, to share the good news of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. And, oh God, our Father, as we look to you this morning, God, let us be single in purpose today, God. Our Lord, let us lift up that precious blood-stained banner this morning, Lord. And, God, that we might be able to point lost and wayward souls in that unto you this morning, God. Our Father, oh God, we pray today, Lord, that you would bless the reading, the teaching, the preaching of your holy word this morning, God. Our Lord, that indeed it would accomplish whereunto you send it. So, Father, we look to you today to send it forth, God. Our Lord, as we come before you this morning, surely, God, how we need your touch and your strength today, God. Our Father, your clarity of mind, Lord, and God, that we might deliver that which you deliver unto us. And oh God, oh Lord, how we pray this morning that you be with those, God, that lie on the beds of affliction today, God. And Lord, that you might touch their sickened bodies, Lord. And God, we ask you this morning to bless Brother Denny as he recovers, God. Our Father, we ask you this morning to touch and Brother Ronnie's brother, God. Our Father, the many others this morning, our Lord, maybe in the hospitals or the homes today, our Lord God, we'd ask you today, Father, to bless our aging and elderly this morning. Our Father, so many of them, God, I was an inspiration and an influence in our life, and God, and many of them not able any longer how to do or to go as they want once did. Our Father, we pray this morning that you would touch them and bless them and comfort them, God, and hear, Lord, through the messages brought over the air, and God, through the little station, God, that you might feed their hungry souls, and God, that you might lift them up and give them strength. And Lord, we ask you this morning to bless the station, God, and the programs. Father, those that stand and declare your holy word. Father God, we pray this morning, more than anything, Father, that you'd send out that convicting spirit. Lord, that our lost might be saved today. Father, I believe you stand ready. Your glorious word teaches us that you're not willing that any should perish. Father, help them to understand this morning, and God, to come to the realization, Lord, Father, as we walk across the cemeteries, Lord, we see them of all sizes and ages, God, Lord, help them to understand this morning how that time's coming for each of us. Lord God, we pray this morning, through the efforts, God, through